The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. A number of weeks back, I shared with you, maybe 2 months ago, about the first young lady who went to follow Mother Teresa in Calcutta. This young girl in her late teens from a very privileged Bengali family comes covered with jewels, makeup, fine clothing, and she says to Mother Teresa, "I want to give my life for the poor." Mother Teresa looks at her and says, "You must first forget yourself in order to give yourself for God and for the poor." The girl's heart was pierced. She couldn't believe Mother would speak that way, and she walked away sad. She came back a month later in a simple white tunic to give her life. It seems that's precisely what our Lord is doing on this occasion when he says these biting, harsh words. I mean, you can imagine these people would have been stunned. Oh my gosh, right? I just want to go bury my dad. What is he doing? Just like Mother Teresa with this young girl, that girl probably would have never persevered in following her unless she had chosen from the start, okay, I need to let go of all attachments to this life. And probably this one person wants the comfort of his home, right? The pleasures of life, the warmth of his bed. So our Lord says, I have nowhere to lay my head. Are you really ready to sacrifice that? Can you let go of that attachment? And this other individual probably was overly attached to his family. Gosh, you have to choose me over them or you're not going to be able to make it as my disciple. The more we journey towards our Lord, the more he purifies us of all attachments of our hearts that keep us from clinging to him as we ought. And when he does so, it is so loving and merciful, as were his words today that seem harsh. I spoke to a woman recently. She's almost 80 years old, and she's had a long and rather grueling process of dying. I mean, she just wants God to take her home. And little by little, she can't rely on herself or her family, right? They fail her. They're not there as she wants them to be. She can't rely on her doctors. They disappoint her. And she said to me, "Father, I realize our Lord is teaching me lessons of love. I am learning to rely solely on him and to give myself to him alone." We ask our Lord for that same grace.